Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning. Good morning to everyone out there. It is 6:01. Hello to you. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman. Why pay 40? Let it play a little. Why pay 40%? Yes, when you can pay 25%. Call 888-98-TWINS. Midweek morning mouth off. Don't forget about that, 7:45 this morning. Malkin Letang, you have to keep one and let one go. Who and why? Make the decision for us, 7:45 today, and you win that gift card to Iron Rock Tap House. Midweek morning mouth off. Hit us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Peters Township, or visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So lots to get into. We got some answers for questions we were asking as the Penguins broke up. They had they might break up for good, but they had their locker clean out yesterday, and they also had a media availability. So it seems like we got the big answer to one big question that a lot of people asked, or at least that one person asked or pushed forward, and that was Sid available? Was he healthy? Was he essentially a healthy scratch for game six? Sully.
Yeah, the report is false. Sid was not cleared for game six by our team doctors. And our team doctors always have the last say in a player's health and ability to return to the lineup before a coach's decision is made. And the reason that that's is the way it is because we have our players' health as a priority first and foremost.
That's Sully. Now, Sidney Crosby, you hear from the man about the very same issue. When were you cleared?
I was cleared Sunday morning after the skate and the morning skate and things like that, just how I felt that day leading up to it. So pretty much Sunday before the game is when I was cleared. So there's a process you have to go through, and I went through that process, wasn't cleared for game six, and was cleared for game seven. So that was all there was to it.
So first things first, and we'll get into other things, but that seems to take care of the bombshell, at least for me, that Sid played when he could play.
Yeah, I mean, it still leaves me wondering why somebody would throw it out there to people that Sid was cleared. Like, who's throwing that out there and attempting to pin that on Ron Hextall or the organization that Sid was cleared to play if he wasn't? That still gives an inkling to me that maybe there's some conflict going on within the organization about which direction they're going moving forward, which shouldn't surprise us, right? Like, that's what Jeff told us on Monday right. morning, the day after Game 7. There are some questions about the management team and whether whether Ron Hextall and or Brian Burke are the guys to lead it going forward. So it doesn't surprise me that there's some pushing and pulling and some opposing forces going on within the organization, and that one opposing force may want to make Hextall or whoever in the organization look bad by saying, no, Sid was ready to play if he really wasn't.
Yeah, and I'll just say, I thought yesterday, as they followed it up, because they're the show that broke the news with Rob Rossi, I thought, just in my personal opinion, that the PM team got it all wrong yesterday. They doubled down with Rob Rossi, and that they're free to have their opinion. And they were trying to say it can be both. Here's the starting point for me. If you still think that there's a modicum of truth to Rob Rossi's report, then it starts with the launch point that you're calling Sid a liar. And I can't go there. I can't go there. It becomes a very simple issue to me. One of two things happened and not both. Either Rob Rossi got it wrong and Sidney Crosby's a liar, or Sidney Crosby is not a liar. You know, it can't be both of those things.
Or I do think there's a third path, which is somebody gave Rob Rossi bad information.
Which means he got it wrong. He got his report wrong.
Okay.
If you're going to report, and look, this has been something I think that has not come out in all of this. If you're going to report that the greatest hockey player on the planet and a guy that is the face of the franchise is going to be a healthy scratch for the playoffs, if you're going to report that and disseminate that information and you're a trusted source and a true media member, you better have about 115 sources telling you that. That's just the way I look at it. Or you're derelict of your own duty. I know that when I was a reporter, I would have to tell my editor before I reported as something, if I wasn't using sources, if I was using anonymous sources, who those sources were. So it could be circled back or traced back to cover my own backside. So that doesn't necessarily let, and I'm not here to bash Rob, but it doesn't let Rob off the hook that the people didn't tell him the truth. Something that big should probably be vetted from more than just a couple sources.
Yeah, I don't know what his report, how deep his reporting went. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if this was one person. I would hope, like you, that you don't take one person telling you something and then turn it into that. I mean, we all know the basic tenets of journalism. Everybody in this room, anyway, that you've got to have multiple sources, right? Like that is a baseline, I should say. So I would hope that if Rob ran with it, he did have multiple sources. And from Rob's work over the course of his career, I don't believe he's a fabricator. That's my opinion anyway. I don't think he made it up out of thin air. I don't think he would run with something flimsy. But again, that just brings me back full circle to why was there all this smoke if there was no fire?
I don't know if there was all this smoke. I think it was one person that was maybe used. And that's it by someone. There was no one else corroborated it, and he didn't even put it on his own news house. I think it was a moment of absolute neglect to journalism.
Yeah, it still isn't up, and it's not going to be up, because if it was going to, it would be already. I do think Rob got used, and I love Rob, but the reality here is someone to me is trying to advance this termination of Ron Hextall.
Well, yeah. And here's the other part, too, that no matter what people think, and look, I think Ron Hextall's out the door anyway. He's going to probably...
Curious that he didn't talk at all yesterday.
Well, here's the other part. Is it fair to Ron Hextall, no matter what you think of him, that for 18 to 20 hours in this town, he was looked at as a guy who unilaterally healthy scratched Sidney Crosby?
No.
How fair is that to him?
Oh, totally unfair.
Absolutely unfair.
Totally unfair. And it's on, and it is. It's on, if again, Rob ran with this without properly vetting
it.
And
then didn't show up, and then didn't write a follow-up, and then didn't do anything. That's running and hiding.
If Rob did all that without properly vetting it, without sourcing it from multiple people, then... It just, I'm not trying to absolve Rob of any blame here, because clearly we agree that it wasn't sussed out correctly. That there's still, it all loops back on who's trying to shove Ron Hextall out the back door while we're breaking up for the 2022 season and moving on from him and maybe even Brian Burke 15 months after they got the job.
Well, I think I'll just stop because I think Rob Rossi's a clown. And that's what I'll say. I think he acted like a clown. And if he
Can I ask why? Why Rob is a... Like, you could say he acted like a clown. I get if you're upset with the way he reported.
Oh, I'm not upset. I just think he has no problem painting a man to be a buffoon in Hextall. That he pushed forward the notion that this man was in charge of healthy scratching the greatest player on the planet in a freaking playoff game. And then ran and hid from it. How do you do that? How do you do that and then not take responsibility? That to me is a cardinal sin of journalism. How do you do that to Hextall?
Yeah, he's blowing in the breeze for 22 hours there.
Yeah, and people in this town were seething. You tweeted, Chris, that people are derelict of duty and should be fired to the top degree in the organization.
Yeah. Oh, if you hold Sidney Crosby out of game six after he's been medically cleared to play, absolutely.
And that I agree with you. And that was the thought that was pushed forward in our brains without any responsibility. And then Sidney Crosby came out and said, that's just not true. It's just unfair to do to people. It's unfair to do to people.
We can agree on that.
That's just what I think. Without taking responsibility, without owning it, without coming out yesterday and saying, you know what? Hey, look, everybody misses in journalism.
Exactly.
Come out and own it. Come out and say you flunked.
You know what? I'll agree with you. I will vehemently agree with you in that regard. If you swing and miss, you better be willing to stand up there and take the heat.
And the PM team, their whole thing was, well, why are you just going to believe the organization at face value? I don't have to believe Mike Sullivan because I don't know that I always believe Mike Tomlin either. However, I am going to believe Sidney Crosby. When has he shown at any point in his career to be someone who's going to withhold information or lie? He never has.
Right.
I agree with that. I look at Sidney Crosby, and for me, it is the most probably the most wholesome athlete in team sports that has shown no penchant to do anything other than tell the truth. Moreover, he might be the most wholesome superstar in team sports. And the choices are A, Rossi got it wrong, or Sid lied. I'm going with A. That's it. But we move on. Lots happened yesterday.
Yes.
412-928-9370. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. You want a tearjerker. This was it. Gino.
Oh, it's amazing. It's like my two brothers, one Canadian, one French Canadian. And I mean, like, I love it both. Like, and it's, again, like, it's not just hockey, it's life, you know. Like, we spend so much time together. It's like we know each other pretty well. And I mean, Sid, amazing guy. Like, he's like my favorite player, favorite guy.
Oh, man. We'll get to Letang in just a moment. Did this feel like one big going away banquet? I mean, and I can't figure out who's going away and who's staying. I might be swayed more into thinking that Malkin's the guy that's staying after what I heard yesterday, and Letang is the guy that's going away. I don't know, but it felt like everybody knows there's a reality. This is the last time we're all here, guys.
Yeah, and you really get the full effect hearing Malkin talk there of the fact that these three guys – have spent around half of their adult lives together. And I mean, in years, we're measuring it, right? About half of their adult, no, more than half of their adult lives, half of their entire lives together. I don't know if Malkin is going to be back or not. I am inclined to believe that if I were granted the opportunity to choose between one of those two, I would bring Letang back. As otherworldly as Evgeny Malkin is still capable of being, you know, I'm as good once as I ever was. That is still not a regular enough occurrence for me.
Oh, I
especially as he increasingly gets old, turns the page to 36 this year, to spend the probably $7 million or more per year that he's going to require to stick around.
Oh, Letang is the guy that I'd bring back, but the way they talked, it sounded like neither one knows what's going on or what the future holds.
I thought Gino, whenever he turned aside a DeFabo question asking about comments from Malkin earlier this year when he talked about how rich he was, when he dismissed that and said, oh, it's a joke, that kind of got me thinking he's negotiating in public a little bit here. He said he wants to be back. Emotionally, he said he wants to be back. But it doesn't sound like Gino is okay with taking really anything resembling a hometown quote-unquote discount.
No.
Doesn't sound like anybody is, to be quite honest.
And why
shouldn't be?
I don't think anybody should be. A little more Gino here.
It's hard for me. Like, say right now, it's like we just lost like a couple days ago. It's like still hurt, but I mean, I understand it's like it's a business, and like I love this city, I love these fans so much, and like, but I don't know if like team wants like new blood, like young guys like in team, and like say to me like you should move on, like I'm fine, like I mean like I understand it's like a little bit tough year for me, but. We see. I'm glad to be here, like 16 years, like, and again, like, great city, great fans, but we see what's going on. Like, I believe my agent, JP, you best.
Yeah, pay me.
JP, you best.
Yeah, now get me paid.
Spicy pork, not the best.
Yes, JP,
the best.
You're the best. I mean, that's what that means. I won't play for crap money. I want paid, and rightly so. I want to be paid because that's at least we may think that his skills are dwindling, and they are. There's no question about it. But Geno doesn't set the market. The market sets the market.
Well, and you have to ask yourself if in 3 or 4 years from now, when each of these guys will be nearing the end of whatever their next contract is, if they were to stay in Pittsburgh, are they still going to be even a shell of what they are now, let alone what they were at their peaks? And are you okay watching this team? Are you okay watching this team become the Blackhawks over the next 3 or 4 years?
Or the Kings.
Yeah.
Right.
Or are you okay with that just for the sake of keeping the band together? And I'm not, I love each and every one of these guys. I love the cups that they've brought to town, the parades they've given us, the great hockey they've given us, but it just isn't going to work.
And I think people seem to believe, because I've seen this a lot on social media, how are you going to replace the production from Letang and Malkin? And I think with Letang, it's a little bit harder, but you have to consider, you can't sign these guys and then trade them. That's not going to happen. If you sign them, they're staying.
Right.
But if you go out and you get a big name or two or good players and things don't work out, then you can start your rebuild by trading them.
Kessel situation.
Yes.
Something such as that. You can. You absolutely can. You don't need to see the end of those other contracts. You do need to see the end of this one. Very good point, Adam. Fan Hotline, hit us there. Presented by Nemecolon around every corner. Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. A little later on in the hour, a television show you will not want to miss. I promise you. Absolutely promise you. Coming up next, Get Money. There's so much on the table. And don't forget, Midweek Morning Mouth Off, 7:45 today. Let me tell you about this temperature. It's up and it's down. It's spring-like some days. It's hot as blazes some other days. Make sure you have an air conditioner that works right. Armstrong Comfort Solutions there for you. They carry all the leading industry brands, so they can customize a solution that meets the specific needs of your home and your budget. Use that tax return, that refund that you got, and put that right system in your house. Make sure your energy bills are down, too. If you got the right system, that's going to happen for you, and Armstrong Comfort has it for you. You call Armstrong Comfort Solutions or visit armstrongcomfort.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Come Clean, brought to you by GetGo. Just a couple minutes, I'm going to come clean about a television show you need to watch. I mean, this is going to be fantastic. It's in production now. It's going to be something to where it comes up on your guide, or you're going to see that it's going to be advertised. You're going to go, I have to sit and I have to watch that. And I'll tell you what that is in just a little bit. But first, get money.
Get money. Get money.
Let it play. A little loud. A little louder. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Get money. Get money. Get money. All right. So, speaking of must watch, I think tonight at, 9:15 probably it starts. Dallas and Golden State. That, what a series. What a basketball series, as opposed to a football series.
Right.
Luka Doncic and Steph Curry. Steph Curry's finally seemingly healthy again, it kind of seems like. Luka's Luka. It is what it is. I got a bet. I mean, I got one, too. And we love these same-game parlays, right? That's what we do. We put it together. Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, put them both together, 4+ threes for each of them. Bang, you can make a little bit of money. They'll both put in, they'll both make 4 threes at least. So couple that, same game parlay on FanDuel, make some coin, put it in your pocket.
I
That's
like
my
it.
Bet.
I'll go with hockey tonight, both on the money line. Carolina and Calgary. I think the Rangers are going to be spent after 7 games against the Penguins, in which they really got run around the rink most of the time. And for whatever reason, we're lucky to get out of there. Carolina experienced some fresh new faces at the trade deadline, including Max Domi. Calgary, just defensive stalwarts. They've played great defense all year, and so I expect that to continue. I think they lock up Edmonton just enough to get the game one win. So give me the Canes and the Flames tonight.
I wish that Calgary and Edmonton were a Western Conference final, because those are the two... One of those two organizations. Those are organizations, by the way. They're not organizations. Those two are organizations. I want to see one of those two play and win the Stanley Cup if the Penguins can't.
It's the worst part of this current playoff setup is that you try to funnel these rivalries into the first two rounds rather than some of the best series we've seen were during the conference setup of the playoffs, the 1-8, when you had a chance to get a great divisional rivalry in the conference finals. Like, we were talking about the Pens Flyers Eastern Conference Finals a couple days ago. That series, for my money, is one of the best. No, it has a lot to do with the Pens winning it in 5, I think. But that's even better for me. Have them playing each other with a chance for the cup, or, you know, a chance for the conference championship and a trip to the cup on the line.
Like, I have a soft spot for Winnipeg, for Edmonton, and for Calgary, for places that's it in town. That's it.
You mentioned before on a previous show just the sea of red in Calgary. Mm-hmm. It's something to behold. It's all they have. And they're wearing cowboy hats, which is kind of dopey, but they own the dopey.
But it is. It's Steelers, Penguins, Pirates wrapped into one. That's it. And Pitt.
It's very soccer-like.
It's all they got. And there's just, I don't know, maybe it's too romanticism on my part, but there's something, I like when those teams succeed, when it's all you got.
That Oilers-Flames series should be fantastic.
It's awesome, awesome, awesome. And we'll get to see a couple games of it late night over the weekend. That's the good part. I like that, staying up late and watching it. And that, when they sing the anthem, too, oh, gosh, give it to me. Anyway, coming up next, speaking of give it to me, a television show that's in production right now, and I sent a text to somebody who's involved in this, and they confirmed it's happening. Wait till you hear what they're making, and I'll tell you what that is in just a couple minutes here. But first, Window Nation, there for you all the time. Yes, especially.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Especially now, get out ahead of it because it's getting warm. People are getting home improvement projects. Get Window Nation into your house and get them in right now. It's Window Nation's graduation sale. If your old windows, they're failing. They're not good. They're drafty. The water's getting in. It could be structural damage to your house if you got bad windows. I mean that. Well, right now is a great deal. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 60 months. And get 2 free windows with every 2 that you buy. Why Window Nation? Well, because they're great. Plus, they've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Price quote, they last up to 6 months. Get 2 free windows, again, with every 2 that you buy. Listen, measure each window 3 times to ensure proper fit. That's what they do when they're going to come out and check out what the kind of windows that you need and the exact fit and the exact size. Over 10,000 online positive reviews. You can check those out and read them for yourself. 866-90-NATION. That's the number you need to call. 866-90-NATION. Check out the website. See what's on there. WindowNation.com. So we have Brian Billick on our show from time to time, right? And he's great. And by the way, you'll learn this, Crowley, as you're now producing. We get Brian Billick during football season. Fastest dismount in radio show history. You go, okay, thanks, coach. All right, bye. And he's gone. He hangs up. That's his move. That's his power move. That's his signature move. Also, a big signature move from Brian Billick was, well, the 2000 Super Bowl champions. They were great. That Ravens team he was coach of. ESPN's making a 30 for 30 about them.
This should be good.
This is something else. And I heard some rumblings about this and forgot to bring it up yesterday. I sent a text to a friend that works on 30 for 30s, and he says, yes, it's in production right now. We're doing it. And you know that team, the Tony Banks, Trent Dilfer, but more so the defense of that football team. Ray Lewis, mm-hmm. Rod Woodson was on that football team, one of the Sharpers, Kim Herring. You know, this team was just
stacked on defense.
Totally incredible. Totally incredible that team was. The Goose, Saragosa, Peter Boulware, Chris McAllister. So anyway, about that football team, I looked it up this morning because we're going to want to watch that just because of Ray Lewis, you know, and everything that happened with that team. They split with the Steelers, that 2000 team, which a lot of people consider the greatest individual defensive effort of a season, right? So they split with the Steelers, and the scores were very Steeler-esque. They beat the Steelers in the opening week 16-0. They lost to the Steelers 9-6 in week 9. But I looked up some more stuff about this 2000 Ravens team from back in the day, which is back in the day now, but that's crazy. It just means we're getting old. So they went 12-4, they did, okay? But listen to some of these numbers. They gave up 10.3 points a game, okay? They had 4 shutouts. 3 were in the first 5 weeks. 3 shutouts in the first 5 weeks. 12 teams, and this is including in their Super Bowl run, 12 teams they held to single digits. They average, again, 10.3 points yielded a game. 3 of their 4 playoff games, they held teams to single digits.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up a field goal twice in the playoffs and a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
They had a 4-week run, too, where they gave up a grand total of 17 points.
I mean, the off-the-field storylines with Ray Lewis just being a maniac and, you know, maybe involved in double homicide.
At the very least, possibly
right.
Disposing of some clothing, yes. That may or may not have been
that is
in something.
But I'm so intrigued to see the on-field stuff and how those guys communicated, how they worked, just how damn good they were.
I've always said that the 2008 Steelers defense deserves to be mentioned among all those great defenses because of where they rank statistically relative to the rest of the league. But you compare them to that 2000 Ravens defense, it's no contest. And while there were interesting personalities on the 08 Steelers, because there were, I mean, James Harrison, Troy Polamalu, the list goes on. I mean, you can't compete with the weirdos in 2000.
10.3 points a game in the NFL. 10.3 points a game.
Never going to happen again.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Not. But it got me to thinking this. What other 30 for 30s do we really want to see? You know, people try to localize that all the time. But just in sports history, what do we want to see? You know, this is one, and I mean this, and this will be cliched, and this is a localized one. I do want them to talk to Cueto about the night that he did pitch here. Like, I'd love to find the happenings of that night and get really in depth.
Right. Because
we know it all. But I think that there's more that can be pried apart. But what other have they covered all the bases 30 for 30?
I want to see one on the 2007 college football season, as much as it pains me to say, because I don't know that we're ever going to see that again. I mean, just the whole season. Lemieux's comeback, if you want to localize it in 2000, I think would be a really good one. I'd love to see one on Deflategate and the cheating of the Patriots over the years, like a deep dive into that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say the 2007 college football season, okay, and you get into that, tell me exactly why you want to see that.
Well, you had Kansas in the top 10. Mm-hmm. Rutgers, I think, was pretty good. USF definitely was good at the time. Missouri was good. West Virginia. All these teams that are non-traditional powers that were all vying for a chance to play in the national championship.
Yeah, it was. You know, that year, too, that team, people forget that West Virginia had lost to USF earlier. Everybody thinks that the Pitt game was their only. They lost to Grothy and those guys.
They did.
Earlier down in Tampa. And so it was so crazy. And that was also when the Big East had the Thursday night game. It was really going. It was nuts. You had Louisville was good. You had USF was good.
Ray Rice sort of era.
Yes. Right. Everything was that. You know what? That's a great call. Kind of that vintage in that year of college football, because I don't want to say that was the height of ESPN, but they had their games spread out to where they had a Thursday night and then they had the Saturday game. There was a lot of juice those couple years.
There was. And anytime you got teams that aren't usually in it, I think it's great for college football.
What 30 for 30s do you want to see?
You know, I'd still like to see. They've gone so deep on everything.
I know.
It's hard to find things that haven't been dug up, to be honest. I think you could go back to, say, the early. Like, the most romantic notion of sports for me is late 80s, early 90s baseball. Because that's when I first started watching baseball. So if you could find...
Well, they did a Bash Brothers, right?
They did a Bash Brothers, I think. They did one on Doc and Strawberry.
Right.
So they haven't really... I don't know where else you go in that era for, you know, to scratch any deeper than the surface.
Yeah, I think maybe they have all the right bases covered, but they could find... I read a book on all the guys that have come from Pahokee and from that, like that kind of stuff fascinates me, but I don't know if it makes for a 30 for 30, you know,
give me a feature. Give me 30 minutes on it though.
Right.
Yeah.
Give me something like that. But this thing on the Ravens, I don't think it could be a dud. I think it'll absolutely.
Have they ever done one? And again, not to make it too yinzery, but like, have they ever done one on exclusively just the night of Game 7 in 92? Like just that game? I know MLB did a couple things with it, MLB Network, but it just that game. You could do a 30 for 30 just on the bottom of the ninth. You really could. And everything that went into it. And for Braves fans, it would be phenomenal. For Pirates fans, we'd sit there and we'd cry in our beer all over again.
Chico Lean's still the villain. He is. He doesn't get enough heat in this town for being a total dog. But, yeah, I mean, it's him. He's the guy. Totally on him, I think. But anyway, that's that. I should have written them down if they came to me or... I don't want to say prepared for this more because I wanted to do it off the top of our head, but I do think they maybe have everything. Now, the Tebow and Aaron Hernandez and stuff, that was kind of in the Aaron Hernandez, that movie. But I think 30 for 30 could probably do a better job of getting into all of that, right? That Aaron Hernandez movie was strange in a way.
They could have more of a football angle about it with Urban Meyer running sort of a clown car there.
That team that year, just you could dive into each guy for 15 minutes and still you'd fill up 3 hours.
Tebow genuflecting going into mass on Sunday and his teammates out shooting people in the face. Yeah.
Yes, and then the Pouncey brothers, are on that team. There's so many people on that team. All right, Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes. Matt Clement at the top of the hour. Happy Wednesday to you. And don't forget, midweek morning mouth off, 7:45. You're not going to want to miss this. Get involved. And there is a gift card in the balance. Malkin Letang, you have to keep one and you have to let one go. Who and why? And we want your hot takes at 7:45.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Would you want to see, who I was thinking? Would you want to see a 30 for 30 on Ed Hockley or Joe West? Would you want to see one?
Joe West, yeah. Hockley's a great character, but I don't know. Like, how interesting was he really behind the scenes?
Officials intrigue me.
Joe West, definitely, because he was just the total clown show towards the end of his career.
Yeah.
And was, would go around going to bars and playing gigs while he was in cities and stuff.
Or what about if they could get really introspective and get people to really comment on the hate for Angel Hernandez? Like, and just really you can't villainize him and demonize him any more than he really is.
Right.
But there's got to be some great ideas there. There's got to be something there.
You would get great manager audio, too.
I know.
Of all these arguments and the kicking of dirt. Maybe Lloyd McClendon makes an appearance. Just one on Major League Umps would be cool.
Yeah, for the Terry Collins ass and the jackpot rant all over again.
All of that kind of stuff. All right, Matt Clement, 7 o'clock. We talked to him. Why don't we hit our Twitter poll right now? All right, daily Twitter poll, this from yesterday. Do you believe Rob Rossi's claim Penguins general manager Ron Hextall held a healthy Sidney Crosby out of Game 6 against the Rangers? This was what your thoughts were before all the comments came out. 75.6% of you said, nope, it's total BS. 24.4% of you said, yes, I do believe it. So vote whenever you get an opportunity on our Twitter polls every single day. We thank you so much for that. And today's daily Twitter poll is this. The PGA Championship, it starts Thursday. Tiger scheduled to play. How much will you watch? A whole lot, here and there, or absolutely zero? Pretty close here. 39.8% of the respondents to this point say, I'll watch absolutely zero. 33.7% say, I'll watch here and there. And 26.5% say, I will watch a whole lot. Now, there's a lot of sports going on. It'll fall on the pecking order for me. I'll watch depending on where Tiger is on the leaderboard. That's where it is for me.
Well, and depending on what time of day it is on Saturday and Sunday. Because there's not, on Saturday in particular, I don't think there's a lot of daytime sports going on that are otherwise going to pique my interest. So that might be what I just throw on in the background on Saturday. Sunday, there's multiple hockey games, I think. There's NBA. Well, there's no NBA during the day, but nonetheless, there's a day baseball game, Buccos and all that. So Saturday, I'm probably, to be honest, much more likely to watch more. And Sunday, if it's close and there's someone interesting with the lead coming down the stretch, I'll probably flip it over towards the end.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit and watch Max Homa or whatever. It's not happening.
I will bet on it, and thus I will follow whomever I bet on. And then on Saturday and Sunday, I usually dial in a little bit more. And if it's close on Sunday, I'll make it appointment viewing. But if there's a runaway leader or something like that, I'm out. I'm grilling.
Yeah, like Victor Hovland and Shane Lowry aren't going to keep me compelled to watch the television. What happened? Liberty Bridge fire yesterday. Did you see the videos of the policeman? Did
yeah.
you see that guy that was on the bridge was like, get back, move back? This is the second time there's been a big fire on the Liberty Bridge. No, it was burned down the first time.
Yeah, you could sense the I don't want to call it panic, but you could sense that cop was like, okay, everybody out of here. We know how this works around here. Something catches on fire on or under the bridge and
trouble.
Then, yeah, we all got to worry about it. So, yeah, it was a wild video.
That was around rush hour, right?
I mean, it was.
Yeah.
And apparently it turned downtown into just a mess.
I mean, when else would it happen?
Right.
That trickle-down effect affects every single human being's mood in the city if they're driving anywhere near that time.
But we could have a Super Bowl or the Olympics in Pittsburgh.
Of course.
I love when one small minor, not minor, but one sort of impediment to traffic screws up the whole city. That's where you go. But you people want to have the Olympics or the Super Bowl in this town. Okay. Like one trailer busts an axle going down Green Tree Hill at 8:15 in the morning. It's paralysis from here to Charleston, West Virginia. And you think you can have the Super Bowl here.
Yeah, you would have to abolish the Third Amendment, and there would be people being quartered in my house.
I know.
Like, I'd be watching people watching the Super Bowl. They'd have to stay with me in Mount Lebanon.
I know.
Mike Florio sleeping on your couch.
No thanks. What do we make of Brandon Hunt taking an interview in Buffalo for the assistant general manager job? I know what to make of it, as you always interview for something that's an elevation in a job, right?
Yeah, and as long as they're interviewing other people for the GM position here, I mean, why not? I mean, look, I don't think Brandon Hunt should just have expected to have the job handed to him.
Right.
I'm not saying that, but I think we all agree that he made the most sense out of all the candidates that were available. They've done so much more work on candidates not in-house, external candidates than I ever thought they would. That if I were Brandon Hunt, I'd be like, if somebody has not gone to him and said, listen, this is just how the process is going to play out. We still think the world of you, and you still have a really good chance to get this job. But if they haven't, then I'd be interviewing everywhere too.
Yes. Cast that net as wide as you can. I think that's the move right now and see what happens. I mean, let's remember too, before this whole process kind of happened, before they started interviewing people, he interviewed for the Raiders general manager job. And that was before they named people to come in or whatever. A smart move by him. I still honestly think he's the best guy for this job. I do. And I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets it. But let's not forget too, that's essentially two steps up. Even though pro coordinator is, in a way, assistant general manager. An assistant general manager is a step up in the pecking order for him.
It makes you wonder when you look at all the people they've interviewed and started to bring back for second interviews, if they don't want just more higher level experience in whoever their GM is going to be. If they're going to hire a strict GM rather than going with some sort of arrangement with multiple people filling out different roles.
I do wonder if they'll hire multiple people, though. Like if they're going to try to cover this with multiple people.
I still think it should be Hunt and Khan. I mean, that makes the most sense to me. To me, you don't need a guy who is high up in another organization. You need somebody who understands your organization. And that's why Hunt and Khan would be the guys for me.
Well, to that end, too, the pulse to keep on the Steelers in the next 2-3 years is just how much Danny Rooney starts to become involved in day-to-day operations. He has started to hold every job over there. He's a sharp guy. I mean, a really sharp young man. And he's going to be president of the Steelers someday. It's just a matter of how he climbs the ladder, how the ladder is placed, and when he gets to the top of it.
You know, it's a great point. And just to go back to the GM search for just a second, and talking about external versus internal, and Adam, you mentioned somebody who understands how things work down there or doesn't, you know, is coming from the outside. It's no coincidence that I think just about every external candidate we've heard them bring back for a second interview has some kind of history with the organization, whether it's Doug, whether it's Andy Weidel. I mean, that's what they're – somebody who I think knows the organization – but maybe also has that higher level experience. That might be the perfect hybrid that they're looking for.
I'd like them to name a general manager soon, though.
Like, someday. I
think it should happen. I'd like it to happen by Memorial Day. That'd be nice. I think it should happen really soon. But Matt Clement, top of the hour, we talked to him. Get a little baseball fix in. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. Don't forget, midweek morning mouth off, 7:45. Last week was incredible. Let's make this one even better. Malkin or Letang? You have to keep one, and you have to let one go. Why and who? How does it go for you? That's at 7:45 today, midweek morning mouth off. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too, you're going to find it Sun Chevrolet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.